Paper Tiger Paranoia. One aspect of the negativity bias is so important that it deserves particular attention, the special power of fear. Our ancestors could make two kinds of mistakes. One, thinking there was a tiger in the bushes when there wasn't one, and two, thinking there was no tiger in the bushes when there actually was one. The cost of the first mistake was needless anxiety, while the cost of the second one was death. Consequently, we evolved to make the first mistake 1,000 times to avoid making the second mistake even once. People do still make the second mistake. Personally, I don't floss my teeth often enough and I drive too fast. A variation on the second mistake is to be overly optimistic about likely benefits compared to their costs. For example, many gamblers and rock star hopefuls inflate the chance of a payoff. But in general, the default setting of the brain is to overestimate threats, underestimate opportunities, and underestimate resources, both for coping with threats and for fulfilling opportunities. Then, we update these beliefs with information that confirms them while ignoring or rejecting information that doesn't. There are even regions in the amygdala specifically designed to prevent the unlearning of fear, especially from childhood experiences. As a result, we end up preoccupied by threats that are actually smaller or more manageable than we'd feared, while overlooking opportunities that are actually greater than we'd hoped for. In effect, we've got a brain that's prone to paper tiger paranoia. These biologically based tendencies are intensified by multiple factors. Consider your temperament. Some people, like me, are constitutionally more anxious than others. Also, think about your personal history. Alarming or painful life experiences, especially traumatic ones, naturally make a person more fearful. If you grew up in a dangerous neighborhood, had angry or unpredictable parents, or were bullied in school, it's normal to still be watchful, even if you now live in a safe place with nice people. Your current situations make a difference, too. Perhaps you live with someone who can fly off the handle without cause, or you're being harassed at work. The economy plays a role as well. Understandably, people feel unsettled or worse when money is tight and daily life is racing and pressured. And throughout history, political groups have played on fears to gain or hold on to power. What's your own experience of fear? It ranges from mild watchfulness, caution, apprehension, and unease, to worries, anxiety, obsessing, panic, and terror. And what role does fear play in your life? When we're afraid, we dream smaller dreams, speak less freely, cling tighter to us, and feel more fear and anger toward them. Because others are just as vulnerable to the power of fear as we are, our actions when frightened feel threatening to them, so they overreact, making us feel more afraid than ever.